turn with me to the book of Ephesians. Praise God. And look at the first chapter there, and then we're going to pray. And verse 19, what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, every name that's named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head of all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness that fills all in all. Glory to God. The name of Jesus. Turn with me to the book of Isaiah. 53, who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there's no beauty that we should desire him. He good-looking man, of course. But if you met him on the street, he's a very pleasant man and a very kind man. But there was no more anything about him that would make him say, oh, no more than there was about Samson. He's an ordinary looking man until the power of God came on him. David, just an ordinary young man until a bear and a lion tried to get his father's sheep, and he killed them with his bare hands. And I'm convinced he had Samson on his heart when he did it and claimed his power. He said, I killed that bear with my bare hands and the lion with my bare hands. I'll kill this Philistine. I'll kill him. And the thing with the Philistine was his size. Not what he roared out there for 6 weeks. They said, have you seen the size of this man? David said, what do I get if I kill him? Saul. Saul was head and shoulders taller than anybody in Israel. The Bible says so. And I'm convinced that Goliath was wanting to challenge him because he was known to be a powerful warrior. But the guy was, 9'6"? But the size didn't mean anything to him. Well, yes, sir, I'm going to have to do this. No, when I get to do this. In 1 Samuel 17, verse 34, David said to Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, took a lamb out of the flock. I went after him, smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he rose against me, I caught him by his beard, smote him, and killed him. A servant, this uncircumcised, he did not have a covenant. Come on. This uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God. David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said to David, go, the Lord be with you. Now, let's come down. Verse 40, he took his staff in his hand, chose him 5 smooth stones out of the brook, and put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had even in a scrip, and his sling was in his hand. And he drew near the Philistine. The Philistine came and drew near unto David, and the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about, he saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy. He had to be less than 20 because he would have been in the army if he'd have been 20. and of a fair countenance. The Philistine said unto David, Am I a dog that you come to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. The Philistine said to David, Come to me, and I'll give your flesh to the fowls of the air, to the beast of the field. Famous last words. Then David said to the Philistine, You come to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a shield. I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts. Who's that? The angelic armies of God. Okay. Mark 11. On the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. Seeing a fig tree afar off having leaves, he came, if happily he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves. For the fig was not, the time of figs was not yet. That's in italics. Let's move over here to the Amphic Classified. Seeing in the distance a fig tree covered with leaves, he went to see if he could find any fruit on it. For in the fig tree, the fruit appears at the same time as the leaves. But when he came up to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the fig season had not come. And Jesus answered, he talked to that tree, No man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. His disciples heard him. I mean, he said it. When they came to Jerusalem, he went into the temple and began to cast them out that sold and bought. Now, and the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves, he would not suffer any man that should carry any vessel through the temple. And he taught. So that was, this is the whole thing right here, is to teach there in that temple. My house shall be called of all nations a house of prayer. You've made it a den of thieves. The scribes and chief priests heard it and sought how they might destroy him, for they feared him because all the people were astonished at his doctrine. When evening was come, he went out of the city. How long has gone by? 12 hours. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. That's 24 hours later. Peter calling to remember saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which you cursed is withered away. Jesus answering saith unto them, Have faith in God. The cross reference says, Have the faith of God. Have faith in God. Well, what about the government? Have faith in God. What about my children? Have faith in God. What about my finances? Have faith in God. What about my church? Have faith in God. Well, what about it? Have faith in God. Or have the faith of God. Brother Hagin said, have the God kind of faith. What? The title deed. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, whosoever shall say, you notice all this saying going on? Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be this mountain, be thou removed. So obviously there was a mountain right there. This mountain, be thou removed. Be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things, those words that he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say, so Jesus just turned it around. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them and you'll have them. When you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. That's where Christian people get hung up. A young man? Fine. I mean, born again, spirit-filled man. Came up to his employer, which very close to me, and said, I can't support the word of faith anymore. He said, why? He said, well, I just don't really think it makes that much difference what you say. Jesus said, you're condemned by your words. You're delivered by your words. And you do justice for every idle word you speak. What is that? Every word that doesn't have any faith in it. Didn't say you couldn't be humorous. You want me to give you an idle word? I just don't believe it. It matters what you say. You're going to have to stand judgment for that, particularly if you own a Bible and care anything about it. I'll see y'all tomorrow if a train don't hit me. Don't that just thrill you to death? No. You don't need, the Spirit of God got on me about this. He said, you don't need the words of my enemy to express yourself. Well, that just thrills you to life. Well, what's wrong with that? You're just in the habit of saying the other one sounds right. That's idle. Whew. Bad stuff. You say something long enough, it get out into your heart, it'll control your life. I know. I said I hate exercise all those years, and I got all excited and got in my exercise room and stood up there, and I said, I just hate Oh, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me. I love this. I physically felt that devil leave my body. Wow. Now, he's not in my spirit. He's in, and I had said that since I was really young. I didn't want to get in there and work out, just lazy. And I said it over and over. And that little low-level devil had attached its, not himself. I refused to even speak good English. Attacked himself to my flesh. Well, he's gone back to hell where he belongs. Or wherever else he's attached. He's not on me anymore. Because I love it. And I get in that exercise room and I just go for it. And I enjoy what that scale says every morning too. Yes, and I said it. Anyway, there you have it. And what things soever you desire when you pray. When? When you believe it? When you pray. Isaiah, again, 53. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. So you and I don't have any business grieving over anything. Depression is grieving over something you haven't lost. I had a lot of depression before Gloria came into my life, and she turned that off. Praise God. We, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised. We esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Now, the Amplified, surely he has borne our griefs, sicknesses, weaknesses, distresses, carried our sorrows and pains of punishment. Yet we ignorantly considered him stricken, smitten, and afflicted by God, as if it were with leprosy. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Chastisement of our peace needful to obtain peace and well-being was upon him, and with his stripes that wounded him, we are healed and made whole. Praise God. Now, let's go to Matthew chapter 8. Verse 14. When Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. Luke said a great fever. He touched her hand and let's look at Luke 4:38 because of the way the Lord has directed this service this morning. He arose out of the synagogue and entered into Simon's house. Simon's wife's mother was stricken with a great fever, and they besought him for her. He stood over the fever, rebuked the fever, and it left her, and immediately she arose and ministered to her. So he spoke to it also. He rebuked it. Now here we are in Matthew 8. He touched her hand, the fever left her. She arose and ministered unto them. When evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. He cast out the spirits with his word, healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Glory to God. It's fulfilled.
Yes.
It's fulfilled.
I
said it's fulfilled, and it started out with surely. It started out with guaranteed.
Yes.
That was a blood-backed promise by the Spirit of God in the prophet Isaiah. But the Spirit of God in and on Jesus fulfilled it.
Yes.
Why? It had to be spoken before he could do it.
Yes.
Put the puzzle together. The first covenant, called the Old Testament, that's, get away from that. Because you look it up in the BLB. Look it up. They both mean covenant. And they both use the word covenant. But testament, the only thing that I can come up with, well, I don't know the reason why, that it was called that, will and testament. This is the will and testament of God.
Yes.
And Jesus probated his own will.
Yes.
And the bottom line of this is it has been fulfilled.
Amen.
Therefore, everything in that first covenant is fulfilled and ratified by the blood of the second.
Yes, sir.
I will restore health to you and heal you of your wounds.
Yes.
And stop grieving. Don't be grieving and crying over the Word of God, for the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Come on.
Yes, Lord.
And the great Apostle Paul, writing to the book in, at Philippi. That was a Roman garrison town. Anyway, he used joy one way or another in that little book 19 times. And he was in prison when he wrote it. Let's stand up and praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Let's just raise your hands. Raise your hands and receive your healing. Raise your hands and receive your healing. Glory to God. All kind of stomach ailments, we're back to the lungs again. Hallelujah. And bone disease of all kind, blood disease of all kind. Leukemia is being healed right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Cancer, all kinds of cancer, all form of cancer is being healed and well. Ears are being restored. Glory be to God. Feet are being restored. Ankle bones that are weak, and yet they're strong now. Bones that were broken and didn't mend right are being made well right now. All forms, oh, glory be. Oh, yes, everything that's under the curse of the law, glory to God. We've been redeemed from the curse of the law. For Jesus was made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles by faith.
In 2023, join Kenneth Copeland at these free KCM events to build your faith and live in victory. April 13 through 15, join us at the Branson Victory Campaign in Branson, Missouri. May 12 through 13, make plans to be at the South Africa Victory Campaign in Randburg, South Africa. June 1 through 3, come to the Europe Victory Campaign in North Yorkshire, United Kingdom. Go to kcm.org/events for more information.
We live in a word-created, word-controlled universe. And God said, light be. And there was light. God predestined your future, your success. He put the authority in you to see the blessing at work. Know the authority you have been given and understand how powerful your words are. Take control of your words with the Power of Your Words package. This package includes, You Are the Prophet of Your Own Life. You Can Change Your World Through the Power of Your Words by Kenneth Copeland. And How You Call It Is How It Will Be, also by Kenneth Copeland. You can choose to have a great future. Set your life in order by speaking words of life. Stop letting your words negatively affect you. Start saying what the Word says. Put the principles from these teachings to work to enrich your faith. And stop fear from ruling your life. Launch your life from a place of defeat to victory. From worry to peace. From pain to relief. By calling things which be not as though they were.
You can change your environment by the words you speak. Request your copy of the Power of Your Words package today, free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Faith-filled words have the power to change your life. Go to kcm.org.uk/TV special or call 01225-787-310. This free offer is good for 30 days. Postage charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
My name is Jamal Ekwueze-Holly, and I'm from Brooklyn, New York.
My name's Ogo Ekwueze-Holly, and I'm also from Brooklyn, New York.
Well, we first heard about KCBC on the Victory Channel. We kind of got plugged in around 2019, 2020. And our journey here, the Lord kind of spoke to us separately about going to Bible college. And it was something that had been on our hearts since before we got married. But with small children, we thought it'd be put off, probably until they went to college. I heard, and when I spoke to her, my wife, she had also heard separately, mm-hmm. and that began the journey.
My parents have been partners with the ministry for years, so I kind of grew up on the ministry. And we go to the conventions in Birmingham in England. So it was so neat, and I always had a dream to go to Bible college. So it was so neat to move to America, get married, and end up in the Bible college 20, 30 years later. And then one day he was like, you know, I think we should think of going to Bible. I'm like, yes, Lord, let's go. And so we packed up and left New York.
Yeah.
It's because we were so focused and we knew we'd heard, everything else just seemed to pale in comparison.
Yeah.
So we did end up having to put a house, you know, up for sale, and there were all those things, but we didn't even care.
Yeah.
We were just trying to get here.
We have three small children at home, so just balancing life and both of us being full-time students, it's been fun, but it's been a journey, you know, and it's just been the grace of God that we're able to do it, mm-hmm. and we're enjoying it.
I remember the first week or first 2 weeks, I'd say were probably the hardest weeks of my life, I would say, to be honest with you. From years back, began experiencing some symptoms of sickness that towards the end of it would cause me to kind of lose consciousness. And I knew the Lord said, if you can get to KCBC, you're gonna find the fullness of your answer. I was getting a lot of relief, but I hadn't seen the full manifestation. So the first week of being here, it was hard to go to bed. I would just hear, you're not gonna make it. Just drop out now. Waking up early, the somewhat anxiety of being back at school. I have a law degree, so why would I, a few years later, come back to college, right? And all those fears were just kind of pushing my mind. So that was the first few weeks were very, very hard, very hard. I'm thinking, would I make it? What if I pass out in class? And all these weird thoughts. But I've been healed. Within the first 3 months, the symptoms began to just drop off. So I got what I came to get, and I know there's more to that. I knew the scriptures, and I gave my life to the Lord at 7 years old, spoke in tongues at seven. But it took coming here to come to a deeper revelation of who I am as a daughter of God, the love of God. I didn't expect that when I was coming here. I thought I would learn about faith. And that's what I thought was the missing piece in seeing the full manifestation of my healing. But God knew that I just had to know that I was a daughter. Most people come because they want to come into a deeper revelation of love. And we've seen it. After 2-3 weeks, you could see students, literally, their appearance was different. People were standing upright. You could see a glow because there's a presence here and there's an anointing here.
We believe there's a call to business and ministry on our lives. And as far as ministry, we believe there's a call to family, to minister to the family as a whole. And I think one of the ways that's translating currently is a lot of what we learn in the classroom, we go home and teach to our children.
Yes, yes.
You know, and they're young. Our oldest is 8 and we have 6-year-old twins, but we're teaching it to them now. And when we start to see them make the connections,
yeah,
and then you start seeing these things manifest in their life, that just, in my mind, solidifies that call to family ministry. KCBC is like a launching pad.
Yeah.
You know, it's a place for you to come, and we thank God for the founder, Kenneth Copeland, but you're getting the opportunity to take what he's learned over 50 years. It's been condensed down into a 2-year crash course.
Yes.
To build that foundation, get you grounded, and then, you know, by the time you leave here, you will know what your purpose is.
Yeah.
And it launches you out. And Brother Copeland says this all the time. You know, he says that what he's learned, he's teaching us so we can go out and preach it to the world.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. We want to say happy anniversary to Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Today, April 13th, they're celebrating their 61st wedding anniversary. We honor you, Brother and Sister Copeland, and want you to know how much we and all your partners love you. I want to remind you that the Branson Victory Campaign starts tonight at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Brother Copeland and Jerry Savelle will be preaching the word for 3 whole days, April 13th through the 15th. Be sure to join them either in person or online. All the information of this free event will be on kcm.org. Many of you know that prayer is the foundation of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. We have a prayer line staffed with prayer ministers that are licensed and trained in the Word of God. So if you need someone to pray in faith with you, call us today. We equip ourselves by taking up the whole armor of God that we may be able to withstand, and having done all, stand firm. We can know God's will for our lives. When we commit to the Lord, whatever we do, Proverbs 16:3 says, our plans will succeed. The Lord is full of compassion and good to all. Well, we'll see you again tomorrow. This is Brother Larry reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Let the Word of God build your faith. Kenneth Copeland calls kcm.org.uk your study center. You can watch, read, and share faith-based content and teaching resources available to you free.